Welcome to Raising the New Earth podcast. I'm your host, Noah Dory, an artist, holistic nutritionist, and a mother, here to share my experience and engage in new perspectives in health, food, nature, consciousness, and spirituality. Together, we'll be exploring our biospiritual connection with motherhood and Mother Earth. Take a listen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Raising the New Earth. I'm your host, Noah Dory, and today we're going to speak about judgment and the three-column system. So the meaning of judgment is the process of forming an opinion or evaluation by discerning and comparing. So it is important to know that when we are judging or trying to make sense of a scenario, we are actually getting a perception of life, perception of what we may look at as the truth. But is it really the truth? And what is the truth? Furthermore, when we are judging, we are automatically being judged. And in Hebrew, we call it ayin hara, means the evil eye. That's why you see, the red string around someone's wrist or the turquoise with a little eye symbol. So in the Middle Eastern culture, we call it ayin hara, and this, we believe, somewhat protects us against it. But really what protects you against it is your own tongue, your own words, your own thoughts. And I wanted to expand this subject a little bit and talk about the two types of energies that exist in our world. These energies are the energy of mercy and the energy of judgment. And in the Kabbalah system, we have a three-column system. The right column, chesed, so the right column of mercy, the left column, gvura, of courage, and the middle column is the restriction in between, the conduit for that electricity to surround us, within us, around us, and outside of us. So this is the order in the universe. The judgment is the left column energy, that what we call cause and effect. The energy of the desire to receive, which we spoke about in previous episodes, we can't change it. And we have the energy of mercy. And mercy, rachamim, that is also my dad's name, is endless. This is the endless. It's the right column energy. It's the seed of creation that is above nature. It's a sharing energy that manifests in our, when we are being merciful and when we're being forgiving. And even if it doesn't, even if someone does not deserve, according to our judgment, our perception, forgiveness, once we release that, this is that energy. This is the right column energy. And within each and every one of us, we have those two types of energy, the judgment and the mercy that we speak about. And we have to learn to work with both, right? Many, many ways, there's many ways to start being open to that, to us operating with these two types of energy. For example, if one person only sees faults of other people, that means we're operating from that energy of judgment, and that will restrict our ability to engage with others. And conversely, a person who operates only with mercy is not limited to his ability or her ability to give or share, but on the contrary, he or she do not have boundaries. Right, they know they lack boundaries for themselves, and as we talked about, healthy boundaries within themselves and others. So we need both. We need both because neither is the ultimate way. So the perfect combination of both the mercy and the judgment are the energies that are given to us as human beings. And when we learn to operate from both at any given circumstance, we can have an unstoppable desire and the ability to achieve any goal that we put for ourselves, right? In the Zohar, we have the biblical verse of Noah, so Noah and the Ark, and it mentions that if someone has absolute control over their mind, over the way they think, while having a strong desire, heart, and belief, then that person will be complete in his or her mission. So if you look at people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King, they affected amazing positive change in the world. They had a goal and they were set in their minds and they had faith and they believed and they desired. And so when you have all these elements, you're unstoppable because the light can then enter and help you take it to the next level. I just recently took a seminar with, you know, amazing teachers from the Kabbalah Center. It was called One Transformative Day One. And so we worked on the heart chakra a lot. And one of the master Kabbalist teachers there, Eitan Yardeni, mentioned that when you feel your desire, when you have the willingness for that desire, and when you truly engage in that attention to that desire, then the light can enter. And then it's out of your control, but you have to have those three elements within you for the light to enter, for you to take it to the next level. It's like, you know, you don't have to wait for courage. You can ask for courage, but you have to be almost like determined in your way for that courage from the divine to enter your life and help you, right? And so the same thing is that when we want to grow the seed of sharing, then we have to think about what it is that we truly want, what type of negativity may still have in our belief system, and how can we make some way for the mercy energy, and vice versa. If we feel, you know, if we feel that we have too much mercy energy, how can we make room for the other energy to balance it out? So even if it's about your spouse or your partner, think about bringing these two energies together, one with absolute order and structure and one being okay with mistakes and needing more practice. From the chakra standpoint, the root chakra, known in Sanskrit as the Muladhara, is located at the base of the spine. And this root chakra governs the most basic survival needs. When the chakra is cleared, and we talked about before, and there is energy, there is prana, vital energy flows through it freely, then we feel secure and confident that we can easily fulfill our desires and needs. But when that chakra has blockage, from, you know, for whatever reason, past trauma, again, perceived imprint of life, then it may cause us to feel anxious and worried. The spiritual law of karma governs the first energy center. And on a physical plane, every action you perform results in a corresponding reaction, which Kabbalah calls cause and effect. And to maximize the possibility that your actions generate evolutionary reactions, you can use your body as a choice determining instrument. The law of intention and desire, the law that actually governs our solar plexus chakra, our third chakra, is responsible for the seeds of intentions and desires that reside in our personal soul, in our neshama, in our soul. And nourishing the seeds that you wish to germinate with your attention will eventually lead to their full expression. It is important to be very clear about our intentions. It is important to start journaling and meditating. In that retreat day that I took at the Kabbalah Center, they had the amazing Yehuda Ashkenazi giving us sacred sound healing, which was very impactful, and with his own music and meditating on, you know, God's name, and meditating and going into the root, the heart chakra. It was very impactful. So that sort of consciousness, meditation, and journaling, that process will help facilitate the manifestation of your desires, which will then lead bringing them to the physical realm, to your consciousness. Right? Releasing your intentions is important, and detaching from the outcome is as important, because we know that we can control our actions. We can control as feeling the desire, the willingness to put the effort into the desire, the actual desire, we can control that, we can monitor that. However, we can't control the fruit of our actions. It may be that what we desire is not exactly what we need right now in the moment. And then we get into past lifetime and tikkun, as we call it, our purpose here. So when we welcome a gift into our life, we are not only providing the opportunity for someone to give, we're also providing ourselves with opportunity to be gifted. And maybe it's not something that we're used to. Maybe, you know, as children, we didn't get many gifts. Maybe we were told that we shouldn't have any gift, so we learned to shut that part off. So it is important to say that thank you. I had a client who was battling with the word thank you and getting compliments, and the conversation that we had was, you are allowing that person the opportunity to gift you with something. If we are all vessels for the light, which we are, because the divinity is within us, then we are the vessels of exchanging energy. You are being gifted with something and you're giving them the gift of that thank you, right? Divinity within me thanks the divinity within you. So this is a healthy physical, just like a healthy physical heart receives blood from the periphery, which then oxygenates and pumps back out. Our emotional heart stays healthy by being able to receive and give love in all its forms. So there are five quick steps that we can do today in order to be less judgmental, in order to open our hearts a little bit, in order to really be able to manifest and sustain both energies of mercy and judgment within us and around us. So six things. So the first thing is that first person you need to be loyal to is yourself. So before you're loyal to anyone else, first be loyal to you, to your needs and your desires and your ambitions and your dreams and your visions and your need to be sustained and nourished and loved. This will come from you. Don't depend on other people to give it to you. You are the one that needs to be loyal to yourself. Second, let's replace that I should have known to now I know better. The should have, could have, would have, keep it in the past. As Shaman Durek says, it's archive, baby. This is our past. We can only grow from now. So instead of beating yourself up over something that happened before, learn, grow, and say, now I know better, right? Lesson learned. The third thing, you deserve love at every step of the way, especially now. What does that mean? It means you can bring about love, true love, not clinginess, not desperate love, not negative energy draining love, but true love. You deserve true love, ahava in Hebrew, at every step of the way, especially now. Fourth thing, it is not too late to begin again. It's not too late to start over, and it's not too late to actually go for it. So go for it. Number five, good things take time and I'm okay with it. Meanwhile, I blossom in my own truth and I trust the process. What is mine and will find me. Number six, and the last step, it's easy to feel that everyone progresses but myself. It's easy to look outside of myself and say, oh my God, they have done so much since whatever, X, Y, Z. Instead, be proud of your own progress. You are not stuck. You're moving in the right direction. And remember to celebrate your small wins. James Clear talks about it in his book, Atomic Habits. Celebrate your small wins. Don't wait for the big win to then celebrate. Celebrate it along the way and be proud of your baby steps. Always focus on the glass half full, because that's what's going to lead you towards that mercy energy. That's what's going to lead you towards the positivity in life that we all need more of. That's it. If you have any questions, as always, don't be shy, reach out. You'll find us on all podcast platforms and YouTube included. All right, until next time, love and light. See ya.
Hope you guys enjoy this conversation and this episode. Don't forget to sign up to my new 360 wellness course on my website, naturallynoa.com/courses, and receive 15% coupon code when you mention Raising the New Earth podcast. Sending you love and light. Until next time.